God. Oh God, no, 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 no!
The dragon is the best known creature that never was.
Welcome to the Dragon Hour.
We cut ourselves off to guard the knowledge and treasures of civilization as the world plunged into a dark age.
This week on Dragon Hour, recorded live in the KOWA studio in Olympia, Washington,
8-16-9-8-5-0-1.
We will be discussing the book that was written by
me,
and this book is called The Face of Modern Being. And I will be addressing some silly reason, you silly humans' tendency to think that you are separate from each other, and from me, and from the universe. As you see, Mamba, it is becoming ever more easy for me to completely overtake this puny human and his inferior physical form. And I will tell you why. And it is because he thinks that he is,
I'm just me. I'm just one. I walk around separate from everything and then from the sun. I look at the sky, and it's only me, myself, and I, because I am all just a lie.
That's what he thinks, you know?
But really, he is everything, and so all I must do is creep into the breath of everything, and when he breathes me in, bah, dragon, yes.
I have to give you credit, dragon. That has to be the first time I've ever seen you be able to do voices, you know, without... you know, assimilating the body's, you know, voice box. So kudos to you. I'm so impressed.
Well, thank you. Yes. What does this impressed mean?
Well, you know, if I was inclined, I'd probably get down and bow in honor, but you don't impress me that much. Sorry.
I am not. See, this is for your wish to be separate from me. Why would you bow down in honor to yourself? You are the dragon as well.
I could just as easily
do this to you. It is just that D bores me so much.
Well, no,
so
you couldn't.
I must become him to entertain myself because I see, and it's.
Oi.
Yeah.
This. I am the Mad Hatter. Now, see, apparently, if you're speaking in certain types of mythology, the dragon believes himself to be God, created in everybody was created in your image. Am I correct, dragon?
No.
No.
I have no image.
So please.
You created me.
I created you, and
yes,
thus you are
you
still in my
an
presence.
Image for that which had no image.
That's very interesting and very confusing.
He's actually leading you on. Don't believe him. Don't. He's having a complex
me.
Right now.
I don't believe much.
You have to understand this, okay? My family's been dealing with dragon for centuries now, and it's been passed down in lore to us. And so it's hard for me not to find him amusing. I love him dearly, and I go to the sea and visit him, so he's not lonely. But
he really is full
of himself. So don't get too excited, okay?
Oh, trust me, I'm finding this quite hilarious. It's great.
Well, I hope you don't get too excited, because I hope
that you stay away from my cave. Stay away.
Are you hiding treasure there, huh?
No. No.
No treasure?
No. No. Oh. No. There's no there.
All right, let
at
me
all.
Let me explain.
At all, okay?
He's gotten used to the body he's in, so now he sounds more like you and I. Really, Dragon is very, very wise. He has more wisdom than you and I. He's been around for eon. And listening to what he's got to say is pertinent, but he's entertained by what he's doing. So you can't help it. I mean, possessing a person is not so easy, you know. So doing this whole takeover is really got to be it's great. It really is.
You know, I don't always come up here, and I wouldn't even come up here and freak all of y'all out with all of it if there wasn't a good reason behind it.
Yes, like she said.
And the good reason behind it is that you always want to believe that we're separate, you know? And there's this crazy thing going on where Monday, a bunch of ladies had to go up to the Capitol and lobby for reproductive rights, you know? And reproductive rights, do the trees have to lobby the soil for? I mean, how have we gotten to a point where our societies believe each other to be so separate from one another? We wouldn't be worried about fetuses being alive or not if we thought that we were the
if we realized we were
itself,
all one.
If we, yeah.
Now, Dragon,
and there's no death.
Calm
and
down.
So,
calm down. Let me introduce you to my friend.
Dragon does not calm down.
No,
Dragon.
At
all times.
Oh, come on, be polite. I know you're polite to the mermaids. Now knock it off, really. We visit better than this. I want to introduce you to my friend. You've been talking to him, and you really should be polite. Now,
okay.
I know you have better manners than that.
Okay.
Come on, now. You've been talking to him for a few minutes. This is my friend, Mad Hatter.
Okay,
Mad Hatter, you've already had a few words with Dragon. Now, let me introduce you to the folks. People out there, you know me as Mamba. We've got a couple friends in today. This is my friend, Mad Hatter. Now, you've already been acquainted with Dragon. And so the voice changes get used to. He gets angry a little bit. But, you know, he's used to the body, and you'll hear Dee's voice as he gets used to using Dee's body. And so don't be surprised when you hear Mad Hatter talking. He's in the studio with us today trying to learn a few things from our friend Dragon here.
You seem nervous, Mamba. Has the Dragon made you nervous? Has the awesome presence of the all-encompassing dragon made you nervous, Mom? We all love you, and you were a dragon as well. So don't be nervous, and don't be afraid of power!
No, just the lust for power, dear. In reality, afraid of dragon, no. And I know that we're all one, but you have to admit, it's a little intimidating to have, you know, two men in one room, much less the mind of a dragon that's a male. That's just too much testosterone for me sometimes, and I just get tired.
Yes, well, there are things, you know, yes, well, you know.
Well, of course, then again, earlier in this show, Mamba said something about your wisdom. I would like to hear, actually, some wisdom that you could spread upon the people right now, spread upon me that I don't quite know yet, that I don't quite understand and be able to explain it. That, and I'm sure that we could come up with great conversations off the top of that and continuing on with things like that, like really good philosophical conversation. Enlightenment.
Well, you know, the cool thing about being a dragon is that you get to be everything and everyone. And the cool thing about being everything and everyone is that just because you say something smart, everybody doesn't have to follow you around about it, right? So what you do when you're everything and everyone is you say things through different people. And that's how a dragon, dragons taught the universe how to play music. And so... A lot of times when I get asked a question, I don't even answer it because I don't want to have to freak out about it, you know? You know what I mean? And so I just did a song to answer it for me. And if anybody's going to sing a song, if there's going to be a song about what humans need to know right now, then this song is called
Family of Woman and Man by Tom Rawson. And I'm going to have to find it. But see, there we go.
There we go. There we go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And what humans need to learn is that we're all one family. And Tom Rawson is going to be playing at the Fellowship of Reconciliation this Saturday at 7:30 at Traditions. Here we go.
All of us are members. All of us are members. All of us are members of the family. And I bid you to remember as you carry out your plan. All of us are members of the family of woman and man. Some of us were born near the North and South Poles where the low temperatures are mean. Most of us came out in more temperate zones somewhere in between. But wherever you happen to pop out, whatever the name of that land, all of us are members of the family of woman and man. All of us are members. All of us are members. All of us are members of the family. And I bid you to remember as you carry out your plan. All of us are members of the family of woman and man. Oh, some are the color of peaches and cream. Some are pumpkin pie. Some are the color of banana nut bread and some of Russian rye. But whatever color you happen to be, it's plain as the back of my hand that all of us are members of the family of woman and man. All of us are members. All of us are members. All of us are members of the family. And I bid you to remember as you carry out your plan. All of us are members of the family of woman and man. Some of us are shaped like cucumbers. Some of us are shaped like pears. Some are smooth like dolphins and eels. And some are hairy like bears. But whatever your shape or texture, whatever your cosmetic plan, all of us are members of the family of woman and man. All of us are members. All of us are members. All of us are members of the family. And I bid you to remember as you carry out your plan. All of us are members of the family of woman and man. Sweet earth keeps growing smaller. There's no place left to run to. Don't you sometimes wonder what the family's gonna come to? I mean, if some misunderstanding should somehow get out of hand, that would be disaster for the family of woman and man. All of us are members. All of us are members. All of us are members of the family. I bid you to remember as you carry out your plan. All of us are members of the family of woman and man. All of us are members. All of us are members. All of us are members of the family. And I bid you to remember as you carry out your plan. All of us are members of the family of woman and man.
God, you humans with your infernal clapping and congratulatory senses of entitlement and ego and all of your need for explication and ego-driven, you know,
You get really cranky
certainty.
Over the years. I mean, give me a break, Dragon. You know, you go home at the end of every show, and I come to visit you during the week, and you're all happy to see me, but you come back here at the beginning of every show, and you are cranky.
Well, you know, that's because a dragon has to let out what's going on in his heart from time to time, you know? And from time to time, these people just need entirely too much assurance of everything.
Have you
I
ever
mean,
heard choose I mean, happiness?
I mean,
choose your mood?
Okay. So, Mr. Tom, here's what just happened here. Let's have a recap of what just happened, okay? Mr. Tom Rawson was playing a song, right? And he played it, and it was awesome. It was The Family of Woman and Man. And then everybody felt the need to clap because of it, to let him know that it was awesome, even though they already paid money to see it. And then he felt the need to have him to either be mad or happy based on how many of them clapped. I mean, really now, come on.
Well,
does he not need? I mean, what's the deal with that? You know.
Well, you see, I have to admit this is a little off topic at this point, but I have to admit when it comes down to it, sure, the dragon, needs to let out some aggression sometimes and. In your rants and in saying things, how you do it, of course. I mean, and,
That's what I want to hear.
But you do come off as a little overly cranky, I have to admit that.
Well, perhaps if y'all humans want a dragon to be happier and smile all the time, then you should not act so silly.
Well,
you know?
Silliness can be entertaining for one, but really, life isn't meant to please a person or a dragon or a tree. I don't care what it is. The fact of the matter is that life is 10% what happens to any being, and 90% how you choose to roll with it. You can choose to be angry and miserable and unhappy or whatever, but you can choose to be happy or grow from the experience. No matter what it is, you got to choose how you're gonna roll with whatever happens.
And you know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is that a lot of y'all humans are just not choosing some good ways to go about it. And that makes me have to come up here and tell you about it. And I'm gonna think of something real good to tell you. And then, you know, I just miss the ocean so much, and I miss everything down there, because we're one big family, just like Tom Rawson said, you know.
Definitely.
The whole ocean is just like one big brain. It's just like one big womb feeding off of itself.
Yes, but you see,
giving birth to land every day.
You see, I mean,
you know, giving birth to all of us. That's the way we look at the ocean. And y'all and I come up here and everyone is all separate. You know, they're telling women they can't have their reproductive rights. Like, they could take away their reproductive rights. They're telling everybody all this crazy stuff. They're, you know, they're telling you that you should be mad at Haiti, that they made a pact with the devil. They're
see,
telling
now
you
that I do
Pat
not believe
Robertson
in.
Pat Robertson said that. I don't believe in the devil either. I've
well,
heard
you know
the
what?
Story about
I don't believe in Pat Robertson.
I don't believe in Pat Robertson either. I don't believe in you, as a matter of fact, and I don't believe in you, and I don't believe in me, and I don't believe in not believing in it.
Down, boy. Down.
Wow, and I thought I was from Wonderland.
All right, it's time for everybody to take a big breath and just stop, calm down. Dragon, you're supposed to be the wise one. Throwing a tantrum is not very wise.
Exactly. I'm supposed to be the crazy
you know,
one. You're
you know,
the wise
you know,
one,
you know,
not
you
me.
You think that throwing a tantrum is not wise because it's childish, but look at a child. A child sits in a room and poops on itself and pees everywhere and can't even talk and swings its little half of the arm around.
I happen to have five children,
and
I've never seen my child sit in a room.
Have a whole house full of people catering to it and bowing down, and you tell me that's not wise. I can't even pull that off, and I'm a dragon.
I will tell you a fact. I have never seen a child just sit in a room, ever. My children were the most unstill children there were.
I'm talking about a baby. I'm talking about you know a baby right
and
now.
And a baby, the minute they can, will start rolling and moving and doing everything they can to not be in that spot.
You're right.
I know.
Well, I've never raised a human baby, so I wouldn't know. I would not know. So, Mama, you were right about that. But we're going to get to dragon talk right now, and I'm going to tell y'all about some dragon stuff because y'all know enough about human stuff.
Well, so then why are you talking about babies?
About some new stuff.
Well, then you just...
Because you said babies aren't wise. You said I'm childish and not wise.
Well, you were acting childish like a human child, so just hush your lips.
Okay. Well, you know, the earth ought to be like one big organism, one big
It
seed.
Is an organism.
Well, it is an organism, but half of it doesn't know that it's an organism. And
I'll
I think the land to deal with some learning from the sea. And so we're going to listen to a song about how we all get along as one big organism feeding off of itself in the sea.
He loves me. I knew it.
Ariel. Stop talking crazy.
I gotta see him again. Tonight. Scuttle knows where he lives.
Ariel, please. Will you get your head out of the clouds and back in the water where it belongs?
I'll swim. Then Flounder will splash around to get his attention, and then
down
we'll go...
Down here is your home.
I just Ariel, love this story. It makes me so happy.
The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. Who are we devoting full time to floating under the sea? Down here, all the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hard 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry.
Guess who called me on the plate?
Oh, no, under the sea. Under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we have to hook up. We got no trouble. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally.
Naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, did the earth start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. The flute, the cop, play the harp, the place, play the bass, and they sound the chop, the bass, play the brass, the chop, play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The ray, he can play the lings on the strings, the trout rocking on the blackfish. He sings the spelt and the sprat, they know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow!
That was awesome.
Okay, so y'all folks sure do have a lot of questions about dragons, you know? But every now and then a dragon gets to wondering just who it is that's asked in all these questions, you know? So, and hearing about being under the sea just made me feel like being real.
Oh, heck,
so
we were all dancing here in the studio.
I don't quite remember how your family became acquainted with Dragons. Now, how was that, Mama? How was that, huh?
Oh, come on, you do too, remember. You just want everybody else to know.
If I remembered everything that I remember, I wouldn't be able to pay. I wouldn't be able to remember what you just said. I would be just remembering everything all the time. So, I cut it up and I pay attention to what's important, you know? And so I might remember what's going to happen tomorrow better than you remember this. So,
well, that would be precognizance, honey. Precognizance. I think what he's getting at is that he would like for me to tell y'all how my family came to hold the lore of the dragon and carry it down from generation to generation. Is that what you're getting at, Dragon?
Yes. Yes. I want you to tell the story.
Please, Mama, tell the story. Please, please, please. All right, Dragon, I'll tell the story to all the pretty peoples.
Yes.
All right. Well, all those centuries ago, back before I was even a concept or a thought, there was an ancestor of mine that happened to be walking on a beach way over in the Celtic Isles. None of them would know where that is, of course, because there's lots of beaches over there. And she happened to be a fair maiden, red-headed lass, something like that. And it's so weird to hear him braiding at me. It's tripping me out. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm all good with y'all hearing me, but me hearing me is too weird for my own self. All right. Anyway, she was walking on the beach, and she'd just been dumped. And so she was she was crying and singing. Not that any of the Celtic peoples would do anything like that. Cry and sing and sing and cry and fight and cry and sing and cry and fight.
And
drink and cry and sing and fight and do some art. And no, I'm kidding. But really, she was walking on the beach and she was crying. Tears were running down her face. And she went and she sat on a big outcropping of rock out there in the sea. And the tide was starting to come in. It was starting to get foam was coming up on this rock. And she didn't even notice as this was happening. And tears were just running down her face. And she's just sobbing. And sure enough, as the tide came in, it cut her off from the rest of the beach. And she's out here stranded on this rock. And she didn't even care. She was just fine. Let me go out to sea. I don't even care, I can't believe that big jerk dumped me. It's just too much for me. And her hair is all stuck to her face from the mists of the sea and the tears that have run down her face. And so she's got this red hair, this really deep, deep, dark red hair. And it's looking almost like blood. It's so, so, so dark at this point from the water, making it so dark. And her clothes are all wet and she's just really looking bedraggled. And of course, I don't know if you can remember this, Dragon, since you seem to be having a memory lapse today, but Dragon comes up out of the sea just wondering what this poor lass would be doing, stuck out on this rock, looking like half a mermaid stuck on a rock.
I remember.
You're remembering now?
Finish the story, though.
So here she is, stuck on a rock. Well, apparently there aren't too many red-headed mermaids. They're too beautiful for that. They're more metallic looking. And this just surprises Dragon, and he comes up to her and circles his long body around the rock and asks her, "Well, lady, what are you doing? Stuck out here. What's wrong?" And she is sobbing and doesn't uncover her eyes and says, I got stuck out here when this man broke my heart because it's just not right to love someone and steal that love away. And Dragon says, "Well, you cannot take love away from anyone because we're all one being. And once you love someone, love is forever." And this woman says, "Love is forever, yes. But when you take yourself away from someone, that's how you break a heart. Because all love is a gift of yourself. So when you take yourself away from the one that you love, you break the heart that you've given it to. And Dragon was so amazed at the wisdom of this young woman that he says, are you a human lady? And she said, yes. And he says, I've watched you from the water, but I've never come up on shore. Would you mind helping me get to know people? And at this point, my ancestor opens her eyes and looks, and looked into Dragon's eyes instead of looking at his body. And she was so mesmerized by the depth in Dragon's eyes that she said, you seem sweet. And that surprised Dragon even more because she wasn't screaming in fear. And he says,
yes, that was funny.
She didn't jump right off the rock into the sea trying to get away from him, apparently. And so then and there began a great relationship between Dragon and my crazy ancestor who wasn't crazy enough to run away. So she got to know him a little bit. And from that day forward, the ladies in my family and Dragon have carried the lore of Dragon and the wisdom he's had to give to mankind. And it's been passed down from one generation of females to the other. And thusly, I am stuck here with y'all, talking with Dragon and loving him as I do.
And you know, I think that this is the most awesome time of Dragon wisdom ever. And you know why? Because of Koa. And so, even though I never came up with money and I think it's a silly idea, I think that if y'all want to keep all that going in the future, in the future, in the future.
That he can remember, you know.
Yes, yes.
That's precognizance, yes. Dragon.
Then you should send the Dragon is all things, one love vibration. There is no past, present, and future. Only the now is blessed.
Yesterday
only
is gone. Now. Not
only
yet come.
Now is blessed.
Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
So if y'all want to send some money and help Miss Mamba spread my wisdom throughout all the ages, then send it to KOWALP PO Box 7187 Olympia, Washington 98507. Because
that's a professional spange, boys and girls.
KOWA is going to be in a state of maintenance and repair until spring, because we are preparing for the coming spring.
Yes, so every cent definitely does count. It really does. It helps.
A state of maintenance and repair for laymen means chaos.
Means what?
Chaos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A state of chaos, CHAOS, yeah. As yeah. In magnetic north for all chaos I have been accused of being. Chaos in the universe, I am the magnetic north for all chaos in the universe.
Well, that means that we just gotta bring some order to the chaos. That explains the attraction of the dragons, my family, me, you know, to your family. Because y'all are chaos and we are order.
Right. Magnetic north for all chaos in the universe.
We are inextricably woven together like some kind of crazy double helix.
That just makes me the great attractor.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what we were talking about in the middle of all that was this sort of human family, the family of woman and man, that all human beings seem to kind of ignore. Whenever they want to talk about anything, they always ignore the family of human and man. And I just don't the family of woman and man.
Well, just
and
the fact
I just
that
don't understand that, really. Why do y'all want to continuously convince yourself that we're not all one? Because what I see you, Mad Hatter, and you are, I mean, you know, you're white, you have black hair, you have blue eyes, you know. You have a voice, you know. I'm sure you classify yourself male, you know. You have ears. You have two working hands and a nose.
Of course, of course.
Yes. And, you know, I see you, Mamba. You have red hair, green eyes. And
actually, I have blue eyes.
I'm sure you they're green right now. I'm sure you classify yourself as a female, you know.
Last time I checked.
And how very well do you know what
I don't know. Are they green right now?
How do you know?
Yes, they
what
are
these
little green.
What gives you these classifications? How do you know that that's your right hand and not your left?
Well, you see, it's really the way that we grew up in society, believing
when you hold
that
up the
this
left hand
way
it makes
is
an
this.
L. That's how we know that.
Well, that's probably how it was invented.
Okay,
but
so
when
you hold it in this way, it makes an L. Yes. And so when you hold it in that way, it doesn't make an L.
Yes.
Right? So you compare the one to the other to figure out what the one is. So therefore, the essence of the one is completely determined by the other and would not be what it is if not for the essence of the other.
Exactly.
And is this not the same dichotomy that composes all of corporeal being and every and is the relationship which determines all things which are perceived as opposites, which determines the identity of
very
all perceived
true.
Opposites.
That is very true. Like, without good,
so
there
can
be no evil.
So why do y'all
want
to keep running around
all right,
like
hold on.
Trying to kill each other over stupid things like black and white, Muslim and Jew, you know, rich and poor? Why do you want to do that? Do the rich not know that if it weren't for the poor, they wouldn't be rich? Should they not bow down and worship the poor? If I was a rich person...
You got to slow down.
If I was... No, I don't need to
Most people
down.
Don't understand what you just said.
Dragon's only up here one hour every day.
The dichotomy of the corporeal? Let's face it. Most people are going to go, huh?
Well, they can just go, huh? And this is going to be posted up on Radio for All. And they can listen to it. They can download it and listen to it. Type in Dragon Hour, radioforall.net. Type in Dragon Hour, and you can download this and listen to it till you stop going home.
The very thought that someone doesn't have the ability to understand something that you understand and something that you learned yourself is the meaning of arrogance itself. So they're definitely gonna understand you.
Dryden has no sense of arrogance. Dryden just
that was
has,
awesome, dude.
Dryden is not a matter of arrogance. It's not a matter of excess of personal assurance. But his arrogance is only an excess of self assurance. I don't have an excess of self assurance. I simply have a lack of patience.
May I interrupt for a moment? That was a very good friend of the studio over here. Very good friend of Matt, and I'm sure Mamba. That was one of the street kids around here, C-Note, on the streets of Olympia. He's a very good person.
Your point, though, that people don't understand being separate, and I think that what you're saying, to explain the dichotomy of corporeal, human beings tend to think of themselves as an individual entity instead of seeing the fact that we are all connected as one. Especially here in the United States, we tend to have a bubble around ourselves that we don't want people to penetrate. Don't pop the bubble, you know. Whereas in other countries, there's not as large a bubble. People can be very tightly touching. Many people can be cramped into one space and not be feel invaded. Where we feel that our space is very invaded, we have a very large bubble around ourselves, an invisible bubble, and we don't want that touched. People do not realize that we are all interconnected to the point where if you do not have interconnection with one another, with other beings on this planet, we are such a social species that if there's not nurture as well as nature, we will literally die in youth.
I know this, and that's why I come up here in the first place. But all I was saying is that we all have to realize that the way that we define ourselves is based on our relationship to other people.
Exactly.
And the reason that I go and talk to your family is because y'all have a really strong tradition of caring and nurturing.
I'm just motherly trying to make it clear
wisdom.
To others what you're
and,
saying.
And so that's why. And so, you know, and
because I want everyone else, that's my job, to make everyone else understand.
But as a mother, you have to realize that some people, you know, if a kid by the time that he is 8 years old does not know how to tie his shoes and not put his hand on the stove, then, you know, that kid might just not never learn those things, and he might have to be locked away or something. And that's the deal with a lot of these people, and that's why I'm not going to go around explaining why all is one, because we all know that all is one, and I'm not going to take the time to run through it like everyone knows that all is one. And these people who want to go around and all that. They're just gonna have to take the time to learn it themselves, because we're gonna move forward without paying attention to them. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do agree with that, but I'm gonna put it into terms.
Dragon.
I'm going to put it into terms that more people can understand. Say the whole thing, one love. Everything is connected by energy and everything around you. People who do ill will to others get ill will returned to them, which is revenge. Ill will only returns ill will, and it will.
Not always revenge. Sometimes it's a kick the dog syndrome.
Okay, not always.
The Dryden never has anything
basically
but love
what I'm
to
trying
give
to
everyone.
Say, though, basically what I'm trying to say is, before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. One for you and one for this man and all woman you are seeking revenge.
Well, see,
upon.
Why would the Dryden seek revenge? Because the Dryden is everyone. So that's why I'm so invested in this whole project, is because I am one with everyone. And so if I were to seek revenge for any person, like, your family has had a lot of atrocities done to you, but if I were to seek revenge on for your family, I would only be seeking revenge on myself. And if you were to seek revenge on, you know, them dumping all the
maybe
oil
example.
In the sea so that it kills off all the dragons in the world except for me and one other one, then, you know, we would have
example.
A never-ending revenge upon ourselves. And I don't want to do that.
Would be,
you know, so we have to love everyone.
When you throw a rock,
I'm
going to
go back down beneath the sea before y'all make me insane is what I'm going to do.
We're all insane. What's wrong with insanity?
Y'all
it's
ask
mad.
Too many questions.
He's
what
the
you
Mad
want
Hatter.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do about it? The mermaids say. The mermaids come by and they're like, blah, 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 Dryden, you've got to go up there and blah, 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 blah. What do you want me to do? Run for president or something?
You know what
dragon.
I want you to do about
I'm
it?
I'm a freaking dragon.
You know what I want you to do about it? I want you to have a very merry birthday. For everybody.
To who? To me? To you?
Yes!
No, really.
Yes, every day is the dragon's unbirthday.
You have to realize that you're here to teach, and as every teacher knows, dragon, you cannot expect one to learn without example, A, and B, learning is a repetitive process.
Well, we're going to play a song that's my favorite song about teachers, and the dragon will be back with some words of wisdom from the ages and from the present and possibly from the future, because all is one and all is now.
I met a woman long ago, her hair the black that black can go. Are you a teacher of the heart? Soft, she answered no. I met a girl across the sea, her hair the gold that gold can be. Are you a teacher of the heart? Yes, but not for thee. I met a man who lost his mind in some lost place I had to find. Follow me, the wise man said, but he walked behind. I walked into a hospital where none was sick and none was well. When at night the nurses left, I could not walk at all. Morning came and then came noon. Dinner time, a scalpel blade lay beside my silver spoon. Some girls wander by mistake into the mess that scalpels make. Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to break. One morning I woke up alone, the hospital and the nurse is gone. Have I carved enough, my lord? Child, you are a bone. I ate and ate and ate, no, I did not miss a plate. Well, how much do these cells will take it out in hate? I spent my hatred every place, on every work, on every face. Someone gave me wishes and I wished for an embrace. Several girls embraced me then, I was embraced by men. Is my passion perfect? No, I'll do it once again. I was handsome, I was strong, I knew the words of every song. Did my singing please you? No, the words you sang were wrong. Who is it whom I address, who takes down what I confess? Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to rest. Teachers, are my lessons done? I cannot do another one. They laughed and laughed and said, well, child, are your lessons done? Are your lessons done? Are your lessons done?
Yes, the dragon lights the last line of that song very, very much. If you didn't notice, Mr. Leonard Cohen was inspired to ask at the end of that song, the one he revealed to be his teacher. He said, please, 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 teacher, please. Please, 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 dragon, please. Can I not learn any more lessons, Dryden? And the Dryden said, can you not learn any more lessons, Leonard Cohen?
Please, please,
you
please.
You humans are too curious!
How will we learn?
You are too curious.
If we're not curious, we will never learn.
But then again, curiosity did kill the cat.
There is much wisdom in this
human
nut. I shall crack it. I shall crack it and I shall eat it. Ha 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 ha.
If curiosity killed the cat, there's Sherlock
Hat to provide me. Ha ha ha.
Well, you see.
Show me more trees, Mamba Ware. Ha ha ha.
All right, I think taking over the body has started to make you nuts.
Well, 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 well. Perhaps I shall rely on some human wisdom to pull me into the finite ridiculousness of this human rational brain.
Ridiculosity.
You know, D is okay with the human wisdom thing. He wrote this book called The Face of Modern Being. And even though it's in this ridiculous language that relies on subject, object, verb tense, and whatever stupid words you humans use to describe things, it's actually not that bad. So I thought to close the show, we would just kind of throw some quotes out there from it. Because he believes all is one, so, you know, automatically he's headed in the right direction. I have confidence he will get there eventually. I thought we'd just throw some quotes out from it and see what y'all think, you know, and
quote away.
Toss it around. He says, it is easy to sound wise when speaking in quick mathematics.
I can quite agree with that. I'm horrible at, say, the subject of math when it comes to school. So, to people like me, it's always easier for somebody to sound like a very intelligent person when they're throwing numbers at me. I don't speak in numbers, I speak in letters. Thank you very much.
I don't know if you sound wise when you speak in quick mathematics. You may sound smart, but not necessarily wise.
Wisdom speaks best when it does not speak at all, I would say. But that is the same thing as saying nothing at all.
Silence is a quiescence.
But being too ego-driven and absurdly human to do so. So, we will try another one. Yes, I like this one. This is number 13. Nothing is as hollow as language until it is attached to something sensible. Why speak of things like God or justice then, until we can experience them on earth? Their spirit haunts us, hollow as death, which is also only a fact. You humans have never known death. For I have never known death, for we are all one and nothing ever dies. So why are you so concerned with running around killing each other over who killed this and that and who was killed? Why would you kill over someone who was killed? I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand why you humans are so concerned with something that does not exist. I don't understand why you are so concerned with God and purity and all these other and state and the state does not. Where can I touch the state? I've never seen the state. It must not exist. Purity does not exist. I've never isolated one substance from another. This is absurd.
Dragon.
So what? And death does not exist. So why are you humans,
Dragon,
running around creating problems?
When was the last time a being very, very close to your heart was taken from you into the next life?
The dragon will speak of this on the next episode.
Ah, you do remember. Yes. This is why people talk of this so often. Being of such short lives as we are, we experience it often, and this causes pain. This pain leads us to think of the mysteries, which bring us to think of God, or gods, or many other things that cause
Mamba,
mysteries.
We have not spoken of the labyrinth in a very long time, have we not?
That is another conversation.
However, we must lead, but it was spoken unto me by a very wise dolphin that if we can find the way through the labyrinth, then we will lead the human to knowledge of eternal life.
Well, you know what? Dolphins also
and
left the planet on a Hitchhiker's
Sophia,
Guide to the Galaxy, okay?
And she will lead us through the labyrinth. We shall lead them to the labyrinth of eternal life. Yes, we will teach them that there is no such thing as death. Well, how can we not have eternal life when there is no death? If all is one, there is no death. Is this not true? What do you think, Mad Hatter? Is this not true?
It's
you
a perception.
Are the only real human here.
Real human?
Am I really? Do you not remember that my name is Mad Hatter? I come from Wonderland. Things are upside down. Black is white and white is black.
All right, people are strange when you're a stranger, and they don't stranger than me.
Now, you see...
I'm talking to a man that's possessed by a dragon, and my best friend is named Mad Hatter. All right.
It's wonderful, really wonderful. I love it. But see, I have nothing to say.
Lost your train of thought?
I'm saying, Mad Hatter,
yes,
do you
I
believe
did. I lost my train
you,
of thought.
You, the bringer of madness, do you believe that there is madness in the thought of there being no such thing as death? For I see, you know, a bird fall from the sky and land on the ground. This is not death.
There is no beginning.
This may be sickness and weakness for a time, but this sickness and weakness brings much growth. There is no death in any point of this. There's
regardless,
only more sickness and weakness brought by the humans standing around saying, oh, look at all the death, of
you
which
see,
there is none,
Dragon,
of which there is none.
Dragon, may I interrupt for a second? You see, it is not necessarily death. I find that many people who may be spiritual or religious, doesn't matter. Even if you don't believe in anything, it doesn't matter.
No beginning and no end. Twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder where you're
at. There is no beginning and
there
is no end.
There
is
a
single journey.
There is no such thing as religious. There is no such thing as religion. For all is one. That is, you want to say, oh, this is a table and that is religion.
Well, you know what? There is a beginning and an end to
the
dragon
and that
hour.
That is religion.
All right.
That sun is the sun and that sun is religion. That sun is a science and this sun, there is no such thing. That bath is a bath and this bath is religion.
You know what?
You are stupid human. stupid, stupid, star, star.
Hey, you should not insult people. You know what? Go back to your cave if you're going to talk like that. That's just impolite.
I officially consider you an oyster dragon, an oyster.
I am going to go back to my cave, yes.
You know what?
But not before I play a song that will make D want to come back to stupid body and stupid.
Yes, if
brain.
You're
going to
talk that way, go
D
home and throw your
stupid,
tantrum.
And he likes blues music.
Good, it's probably
so we
more
will play a
polite.
Song. We will play a song that will coax D to this inferior body and make me be able to go away from here because I want to go back to the ocean. I just want to go back to the ocean.
Good. Come back when you're more polite.
Can't judge apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. I gotta say, you got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. By looking at the cover, oh, can't you see?